Last month, Iran celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Basij. That's the militia established by Ayatollah Khomeini at the time of the Islamic Revolution. During the 8-year Iran-Iraq War, young militiamen died in droves. Today, the Basij are loved and loathed by different sectors of Iran's polarized society for their role in enforcing the country's strict Islamic codes. NPR's Ivan Watson visited Tehran and has this report.
For a week, Iranian television broadcast talk shows and programs like this one commemorating the martyrdom of the Basij militia during the Iran-Iraq War.
Tanha Khoda midanest. Tanha Khoda.
At Friday prayers in the Iranian capital, Ayatollah Jannati, a hardline cleric who heads the powerful Guardians Council, congratulated a stadium full of Basij members on their anniversary. Kiss the Basijis because they are the pioneers of freedom, he said. If government officials abandon you, they will be burned in hell. The Basij, whose plain-clothed members often identify themselves by wearing checkered scarves, chanted their militant slogans in return. Today, the Basij operate out of stations around the country that can be identified by the militia's symbol, a hand holding up a rifle. There, they take courses in ideology, religion, and weapons training. Basij member Abbas Saeed Nijab, whose father and two brothers are also in the militia, says Iran needs the Basij now more than ever.
The militia is more important now because the enemy is unknown to us. Before, we knew who the enemy was and it was outside the country. But now the enemy is both inside and outside the country, and we have a war of opinion and ideology.
Other Basijis say they are fighting a culture war in Iran against vice and un-Islamic behavior. They say they organize book readings and cultural exhibitions, but also reserve the right to arrest suspected criminals. As a result of their vigilante-style tactics, the Basiji are loathed by broad sections of Iranian society. This woman, who calls herself Shireen, describes them as young, bearded, Taliban-style thugs.
Someone comes up to you and starts harassing you, telling you he's a Basij. And basically, they just don't like to see women who are out there enjoying themselves or just being who they are.
Karim Sajidpour of the International Crisis Group says hardline elements in the Iranian regime used the Basij as shock troops to crush student protests last year.
Immediately, the regime was able to mobilize tens of thousands of Basijis. And, you know, they come with their motorbikes and they're carrying chains and clubs. And they're not at all averse to cracking heads, to fighting, to cracking down on people. And I think they're very intimidating on the whole.
Talk to the unpoliticized Iranian youth, and you'll often get first-hand accounts of Basiji violently breaking up parties and arresting or beating unmarried couples. This young woman says Basiji beat her cousin one night when he tried to park a car full of young men and women in a restaurant parking lot.
I tried to stop the Basijis. I said, stop it. You're beating my brother. The Basijis said, don't touch me. You shouldn't be touching me. You're a woman. I'm a man.
At a sprawling cemetery for victims of the Iran-Iraq War, some visitors reluctantly acknowledge that the Basijis' once heroic reputation has been tarnished. Moshe, a veteran who was wounded by chemical weapons during the war, led a bus full of young Basijis to visit graves of the war dead. The Basiji are supposed to help protect the people, he said. The abuses you hear about are being committed by the secret police and the judiciary. These people do not belong to the Basij, he added. They defame us. Ivan Watson, NPR News.